Okay. My name is Katrina Plotz, K-A-T-R-I-N-A, and then my last name is P-L-O-T-Z. The Republican National Convention is a spectacle for rich and powerful elites to celebrate their accomplishments and promote their goals. But the millions of people whose lives are most affected by their decisions are not welcome at their convention. And every effort is being made by the city of St. Paul to shelter and shield the Republicans from the thousands of people who will gather daily to protest their agenda of war, destruction, and greed. Thursday, September 4th is the final day of the RNC, and the Republicans plan to nominate John McCain for president. McCain supports endless war and occupation in Iraq and has threatened war against Iran. He's also promised to extend the war at home by making Bush's tax cuts for the wealthiest 1% of Americans permanent and by expanding free trade policies that exploit workers and the environment. If McCain is elected, he will continue spending billions of our tax dollars on war and occupation while ignoring desperate needs at home. This country has been waging an unjust criminal war against the people of Iraq for over 5 years. Millions of Iraqis have died and billions of dollars have been wasted. Iraq was no threat to us, and every day the occupation continues is a grave injustice being carried out in our name. The war destroys people's lives both abroad and at home and steals resources from people who need them the most. The current economic crisis is one result of this war, and we cannot afford another 4 years, let alone another day of occupation in Iraq. The party that brought us this war has no intention of ending it. The Republicans have proven repeatedly that they do not have the interests of the people in mind. Their unjust policies cause untold suffering for millions of Iraqis, as well as low-income families, students, immigrants, working people, and members of the GLBT community here in this country. We will not be silent while they meet to nominate a new leader. On September 4th, we will converge on the Excel Center to counter McCain's nomination with a message of our own in a demonstration we're calling No Peace for the Warmakers. Now our next speaker is going to explain exactly what we're going to do.
Is Misty Rowan, M-I-S-T-Y, last name R-O-W-A-N. Our plan for September 4th is to rally at the state capitol at 4 p.m. and march to the Excel Center at 5 p.m. We've applied for and received a permit from the city of St. Paul. However, the permit was not given for the time that we wanted. Instead, it would have us begin at 1 p.m. and have us done and over by 5. Now, the reason that we chose the time that we did is to coincide with John McCain's official nomination and speech, and it is important to us that we are outside protesting this war criminal while the balloons are dropping. National media attention will be on the nomination, and we feel it is a crucial time of dissent. There will be no war there will be no peace for the war makers until the troops are out of Iraq and the U.S. has ceased all aggression towards Iran. Unlike the first day march on the Excel Center, which is geared towards having the largest number of participants, day four will be for a more militant and committed group of activists who want to show an uncompromising resistance of the McCain and his war agenda. We expect to see a variety of tactics, including guerrilla theater, costumes, noisemakers, instruments, any and everything that will bring a strong message to the Republicans. The Anti-War Committee wants to create a space for people to do this and will continue to struggle with the city of St. Paul for the right time. We have a long list of local and national organizers who have already endorsed this demonstration and have recently held an organizing meeting with several of these groups to shape what the demonstration will look like. These meetings will continue through August and September in hopes to build momentum for this event and give people an incentive to stay for all 4 days. Our intention is that the 4-day demonstration against the RNC will go on with a bang instead of a fizzle. Thank you.
Are you ready to answer questions?
Sure.
When you say more militant, can you describe? I think people hear that and think this is a day really bad stuff.
Well, I think a lot of people are really outraged about the war, and so I don't think it's bad if people gather to protest in a way that is loud, spirited, creative, maybe involving some different tactics than are going to be at the traditional march on September 1st. Like Misty said, we're going to have things like political theater. Maybe people will have messages painted on their faces, noisemakers. There's all kinds of creative ways to protest and to voice our opposition, and it really is kind of our only avenue for doing this. You know, we're not allowed inside the convention, but we still have an important message that needs to be heard. And so we're going to have a presence outside the Excel Center. We're going to be visible. We're going to be clear with what our message is. And I think there's going to be thousands of people who are going to want to stay past the first day and who are going to be wanting to find another way to show their opposition to the war and to the Republican agenda. So that's what we're trying to organize.
But does your group specifically abjure the claims that some other groups are making that they want to commit violence around and about St. Paul, especially against delegates? And do you condemn those claims or those statements on the part of other groups that might ally themselves with you?
You know, the violence that I'm worried about is the violence that's being carried out in Iraq right now.
That's not answering my question, Paul.
I know. I'm. You asked about violence, and that is what I'm concerned about.
All by groups affiliated with you, if we can just stay on the subject. I know what you're saying, but I may not entirely disagree with you about the war, but I'm specifically focused on St. Paul.
Okay. Well, if there's going to be violence at the convention, I would be expecting it to come from the police. I think if you look at past demonstrations, especially at political conventions, it's often the police who have instigated violence. We don't have any plans to be violent. We oppose violence. I actually am not aware of any groups that are planning violence. I've heard of groups planning different tactics, such as the blockades. That's maybe what you're wondering about. I don't consider that violence. Again, that's not what our group is planning, but we're working as a coalition in solidarity with a wide range of groups, and so we're not here to condemn any group or any tactics that we've heard about.
I think there are people whose kids and others may be sympathetic with what you're doing here who may want to come down, but they're going to be a little more fearful of Thursday versus Monday. Can you give them any reassurances, at least from where you guys are coming from, that this is something, I'm assuming you want more numbers versus fewer numbers, but what would you say about that to people that might be afraid that they could get caught up in something? Mm-hmm. Who may support what you're saying, messages?
I would say that, I would say that historically conventions, like, sometimes people, like, the citizens of the community have, like, gathered after the fact of the first day convention, the first day protest. We would like everyone to come. We want everyone to feel like they are welcome to come and that they should come with the most, aggressive stance against the war. And as far as feeling like this should be, like, the safe protest, we've worked very hard to make the day one march on the XL somewhere where you can bring your family and you can all come out for the war. And we believe that day four is for the truly committed and for the people who really want to see change and expect that to be a little harder to come to than just showing up with the kids in the balloons.
What message do you want the media from all over the world to be here? What message do you hope comes across about what you're doing here and goes out?
I think the main message that we want to get across is that the people of this country oppose the war. The vast majority of people are against it, and the tide of public opinion turned a long time ago. And, you know, we're just as upset with the Democrats as we are with the Republicans for not doing more to end the war. So really, it's about the issue of the war. It's about all the other injustices that we feel are connected to the war. The fact that there's billions of dollars being spent on war and occupation that could be going towards needs like housing, healthcare, education. There's just countless ways that this money could be spent, and instead of spending it on war and occupation, and it's terrible for the Iraqis, it's terrible for the soldiers, it's ruining lives, and we just feel that there's a huge number of people in this country who feel that way and are going to be looking for a way to express their views. And I just want to follow up on the last question that, you know, there. Everybody's committed. Like, anybody who's going to be stepping outside to protest at the convention is committed. And if to respond to your question, if people are wondering about day four, is it going to be safe? Is it going to be okay to bring their families? We would say yes. I think the more, the better. We want the convention protests to be a series that build on each other. And so, you know, we want it to be big on day 1, 2, 3, and 4. You know, it makes sense to start strong and then go out stronger. So I would say if people really have questions and concerns, they should get in contact with us. You can go to our website. It's www.antiwarcommittee.org. It has a phone number. It has an email address. And so if people want to come to the next organizing meeting and hear about more about what the protest is going to look like on day 4, they're welcome to do that. And that'll probably give them the best idea of where they might fit in on that day.
Historically, civil disobedience has not been considered violence. Do you anticipate that there might be civil disobedience at this September 4th demonstration?
There could be civil disobedience. I would say that there's probably going to be civil disobedience of some kind every day during the convention. Other groups have talked about their plans for civil disobedience. There are a lot of people who are really outraged about the war and want to send a message. And so I think that... If people are wondering whether or not there's going to be civil disobedience during the convention, I would say yes. The purpose of our demonstration on day 4 is to bring people down to the Excel Center in the public viewing area so that we can have a message of our own outside while McCain is giving his speech inside. So that's the purpose of our demonstration.
Instead of saying that yours is going to be louder or more theatrical, you did in your opening statement choose to use the word militant. Why?
I think it shows a level of commitment, like Misty said. You know, depending on how the police respond to demonstrators after the first day, I think it is going to show an increased level of commitment for people to come back out on days 2, 3, and 4. So I think, and then to respond to your question, I think it's ridiculous to equate any civil disobedience, such as sit-in or a die-in in the street, with violence. That's a very different thing.
No.
It can mean that people are willing to face a little more risk by coming down, or, you know, they're gonna not choose to be intimidated by the police presence that we're expecting to see.
So you're saying there might be sit-ins or die-ins?
We don't know.
I'm sorry?
We don't know. That's not what we're organizing. We're organizing a way for people to have a rally at the state capitol, to come down to the Excel Center, and to be outside and have a presence the whole time that John McCain is giving his acceptance speech.
Now, you said your permit is over, at 4 or 5 o'clock?
We're supposed to rally at 1. It's supposed to be over and done with.
But
it's supposed to go from 3 to 5.
If you're marching at 5, then how are you going to be marching when the permit says you're over and your demonstration should be over by 5?
Well, either way, we have a right to be in the public viewing area. So if that means that we need to go along the sidewalks to get there, then that's what we'll have to do. But we are going to continue to struggle to get the permit so that we can be allowed to march in the streets at 5 o'clock and during the actual speech.
Does your permit right now only allow you to demonstrate at the Capitol from 1 to 5?
No, the permit does allow for us to have a march, but it's a matter of a time issue, and we just have to fix that time issue.
So you can march from the Capitol to here, I assume down Cedar, but your beef is with the timing.
Yeah, from what I understand, we've been given a permit for the demonstration from 2 to 5.
Yeah.
Is that right? That's if they want us to be finished by 5, then that's not what we're planning. And so with or without the permit, we're going to be rallying around 4 o'clock. We're going to be marching down here sometime after that, probably at 5 o'clock. So we're going to keep talking to the city to negotiate about that time. And from what I understand, the route that we have is the one that that will come down Cedar Street and then get to the public viewing area.
It sounds like people expect you to be here anyway. What would be different? Just more of a march? I mean, I don't think anybody expects not to be here every day. What's different?
I,
more more theatrics?
I guess as far as the first day, we're here protesting the Republicans and the entire Republican agenda. The focus of the fourth day will be on the nomination, and our focus will be on specifically John McCain and his 100-year war, and the fact that he specifically is, the next war criminal to be hopefully in charge. So we will be kind of focusing on McCain himself.
Are you an anarchist group?
No, we are not. But we're working with groups that affiliate themselves that way, and so we don't, I mean,
we
that...
We don't have any other affiliation other than the political...
Yeah, we aren't affiliated with any specific political philosophy, or definitely not with either one of the parties. I mean, we're very much an issue-based organization, and like Josie said, we're opposed to U.S. intervention in other countries and money being spent, abroad where it should be spent at home.
And you have your permit in hand? They have issued you a permit? Or
we do have the Day 4 permit, yes.
Okay.